members who are allowed to use 457 funds to purchase service credit. The IRS allows the use of 457 funds if both plans allow for that money to be used as well. Our plan does not allow for that. The proposed ordinance amendments would allow that use of 457 funds for purchases. And then there are the members who are allowed to pay more than 25% of their compensation for the year, and these are the pre-2002 members. The third proposed amendment would redefine what constitutes an annual addition to a membership account and allow for the purchase over the 25% compensation level. The pension board voted 7-0 to request the county board adopt the proposed amendments, and I believe those are coming before you in July if we get the analysis that the actuary is working on right now. And then that goes to the Pension Study Commission and then to the board for review. They're working on the analysis to determine the accrued liability, which is the future benefit payments, with and without the buy-in buybacks. And that will be compared to what has already been paid to determine the additional cost of those purchases. The study should be completed mid to late next week. We're hoping that we have a chance to review it thoroughly and then move forward with it. Letters to individuals who cannot be fixed by any of the ordinance amendments are going out today.
Supervisor Conley?
There seems to be some confusion among committee members. I don't know if it's been a minute speaking from. I did get an email from my clerk yesterday with the pension board minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
look
see,
through that. I don't know if this is.
That's what it is.
That's what you
are. You're related. Yeah. We got that late yesterday. People are aware. In the future, it would be helpful if we're going to have the information directly to know, but whoever that would be coming in front of us to know what.
Well, this is what happened, Supervisor. I was given a copy of this, and then I took it down to the committee clerk, and she scanned the document. These are the minutes from May 21st, 2014, pension board meeting.
Correct.
And when were they released, ma'am? Were they released two or three days ago?
They were released after the June pension board meeting where they were approved by the board members for
and that
as
was
final.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's more of a question of timing. The release was made as soon as I got a copy.
I sent something to you.
Okay.
They should have this in their email.
Yes. Yes, it is in the email. Supervisor Jersey?
We're strictly doing an information item, correct?
This is informational. As Ms. Miniman intimated, the minutes were passed by the pension board. There was at least a thought by some that for the proposed ordinance changes, could be something that could be handled this month. But in as much as we did not have the actuarial report, and she advised me many weeks ago that the actuarial report may not be ready for this meeting, and it's, to my knowledge, is still not ready for this meeting. So that would be taken up in July, during the July cycle.
Mr. Chair, may I make a suggestion? As a committee member, on a topic such as this, there's no way I'm going to vote until I understand where the county executive is on any ordinance changes. Yeah, I think we need to work very closely with the county exec. The last thing any committee member, I think, wants to do is pass something and then find out it's going to be vetoed by the county exec. So we need to work very closely with the county exec going forward on this and find out where he is on this issue. So could I just ask that going forward, if we're going to take actions next month,
yes,
that we get a very clear indication on what the county exec's position is, and I am not willing to vote without knowing that.
Is anyone from county
Thank
executive's
you, Mr.
office
Chair.
Here? Anyone from county executive's office? Office present. Director Mitchell.
Good morning. I could just speak to my understanding of his opinion on it. And I think we shared at the last meeting where we spoke about this that he really is looking to the original action that the board took back in 2007 and supporting that action regarding actually fixing the issues rather than going back with an ordinance amendment to sort of grandfather all of this. He believes that the board took the right action back in 2007, and he's supporting that at this point in time.
Now, we've had some intervening information, Mr. Chair, and I believe we've had Corporation Counsel look at this. I'm just wondering if the county executive made all these decisions before or after he got this intervening information.
Could you clarify intervening information? I don't know.
Well, the pension review board took an action. We got the minutes of their meeting. I assume the county executive's office has read them. I assume he's met further with Corp Counsel because those minutes referred to advice from counsel, maybe not Corporation Counsel, but their advisor. So there's been a lot of intervening information. And if his position is going to be consistent on this, it's going to be a problem. I mean, if we can't work towards what the Pension Review Board is recommending to this county board, and he's going to remain with a pretty strident position, we're going to have problems.
At least we will have a temporary problem because something is going to be put in front of us. And if he decides that his original position is the position that he will stay with, then if it's the will of this committee to look at the ordinance change, I should say accept the ordinance changes, then there will be a difference.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chair, I guess what I'm indicating is I'm hopeful the county executive wants to partner in this and try to find a reasonable solution for everyone involved. And I truly hope we're not playing the card of pension politics. I truly hope that's not being played. And I've stated that before. So I hope the county exec will go back and review all this new information before we get to any action items. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm finished.
Thank you, Supervisor. Director Mitchell, then Supervisor Cohen.
Just to respond briefly, the last time we met here, I think the plan was to, once we had some information from Buck, at that point the county exec would have that information, then we can move forward. Nothing has changed since that date. That information is still coming together. So once we've got it, I think that's the point we move forward and have discussions. I don't know if
you have a response to that.
I have no further.
Supervisor Cullen.
Mr. Chair, this is a very important issue, I think, for the county to deal with, and I agree with Supervisor Jurczyk that we need to work with the county executive on this. And moving forward, what I would like to do is be willing to move our meeting around to accommodate the county executive schedule or his chief of staff schedule. I don't see her here today. Maybe she is here today. So that if we discuss this and we take action on it, that they're here and they can tell us their position. Because I agree with Supervisor Jurczyk. We don't want to get into a position that we're adopting something that the county executive may veto. And I think there probably is a solution to this problem, but it'd be helpful if we all work together on it. So I would hope that either the county executive or a representative who is going to speak on his behalf with knowledge and can speak for him would be at that meeting and say what his position is on the alternatives that are going to be presented to us. Because without that, I think it's difficult to move forward, as Supervisor Jurczyk said.
Thank you, Supervisor. Director Mitchell, you've heard what Supervisor Cullen has said. Supervisor Cullen will be the chair next cycle, so whether he goes, it will be up to him, given what he said, what he's going to do to accommodate the county executive, if that need be. If someone is well-versed and appears in front of the committee and satisfies what needs to be said with respect to what then Chairman Cullen would want, well, then the committee would go forward, or we'll go forward with whatever positions have been designated. Supervisors Schmidt and Mayo.
Yeah, I think we don't want to be put in a position here. We're kind of hanging out as we've been talking about. And you did say last month that you know, maybe letters were sent out prematurely, but you wanted people to know about the situation. But, you know, we didn't have all the facts, as you're saying. And, you know, we could go over this again. It's been 2007 for various reasons. We haven't taken action, and a lot of things have happened. But in reading that report, lengthy minutes, it was very interesting to read that. I could be corrected, but I thought Buck said on a couple of occasions that, you know, this comes down to kind of money. You know, if we give money back, then we're the ones criticized, and the county executive could look good and say, oh, no, I'm trying to collect these monies for all the taxpayers. And I think that's the position we're talking about. But he said in his analysis, and you're getting a further analysis, that all this was kind of figured in, that, you know, you've been paying out already the money, and that this really has no fiscal effect. So that certainly helps, I think, our thinking in trying to do what is the right thing and, you know, moving forward. And there's still about 20 cases that don't fall in the three parameters that the Pension Study Commission or Review Board looked at.
Correct.
So is that your reading so far as what Buck is concerned? We haven't got the final stats, but that this really doesn't have any significant fiscal effect at all. We still have to see it. That would be my question, I guess. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Mr. Fudge, Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the assumption that the cost of this is built into what has already been determined by the actuary. The real question is, what is the alternative to that, and what would the savings be if it was determined that we should collect, or what is the value of pension payments that the county may not have to make if we were to basically take action on this? So while the assumption of this being built into the pension costs is accurate, there is a decision to make. If we don't accept that this practice continues and is fixed retroactively, excuse me, could the county save millions of dollars in future payments? And that will be the analysis once we get the Buck report.
Another hand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman and committee, it's really about the people that is retired. It's not their fault. I understand y'all want to talk about the county exec, but we could have solved this 7 years ago. It was not happening. Now you're going to tell me, and I'm not going to vote to throw an old lady, an old gentleman, a handicapped person who's retired out and say, well, you're going to pay back millions of dollars, and they don't have it. They're living on a shoestring budget right now. You live with your conscience. I don't care what the county exec do. My vote is to support those individuals. And let's correct this action for it. Don't tell me how many million dollars you're going to save in the future. We already built in it. We never had this issue if we didn't go back to 2007 and have this issue right now. So don't tell me, oh, are we looking about saving somebody? No, you heard me. You're going to hurt people. And I'm not here about hurting people. We are here to represent the people and make sure they have a good quality of life. And that's what I'm about.
Thank you, sir, guys.
Well, just a response to Mr. Fudge, because as I understand it, it was the county that did the calculations, not the retirees. That creates a little different factual issue here. So if you're going to just look at the possibility of the monies that could be brought back in, I also want you to take in that equation the potential of legal costs that we're going to have if we start trying to recollect that money. But again, I want the county executive to be very much involved with this discussion. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Pelley.
Mr. Chair, I have a question of maybe Director Fudge. As part of this report, or maybe Ms. Ninneman can answer this, what the current employees who got these warning letters, what's the situation or potential cost with them, and are they able to do some things to fix their problem?
Until the calculations, the recalcs are done, and the active employees, the current members and deferred members, based on when they retire, would be the answer of the additional cost, and we don't have that information.
How many active employees are we talking about?
Off the top of my head, I don't have that. I believe it's under 10 actives and 10 deferreds.
When you say deferreds, what do you mean by that?
Those are people who are eligible to receive a pension based on their years of service, and they have left county employment and are waiting for a future benefit.
So less than 10 active employees, you think?
Correct.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Any other committee member have a comment?
I guess one other issue. Sure. I mean, when we get to the issue of voting, I would like to also ask whether the buy-in, buyback provisions affect any county supervisors and the issue of whether they can vote on the issue. So we could probably look at that issue as well.
Thank you. Director Mitchell? Should I think that you will contact the county executive's office?
Mr. Chair, could I also indicate that should apply also to the pension review board, if they had any buy-in buybacks? I would like that information.
Ms. Nunnally, do you hear what Supervisor
Jones? I did, and I can supply it. I can't supply it this morning. I mean, right now, but I will get back to the committee with that information.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Vaughn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My question is, what is the timeline for this being in front of us?
What is the timeline in front of us? Well, the actuarial report is to probably be completed later this month or early July. It will be presented to us at the Pension Study Commission next month, in the month of July, before... hopefully before the Finance Committee meets. That's what I know. That's what I know. Now, where the county executive is, was, we've heard where he was, and whether anything changes, we'll probably know about that, too, with that information. But we're waiting for the actuarial report. And, again, it was the thought of some that we would go forward with respect to the ordinances now. But to be responsible, we have to have the actuarial report, and as Manager Nenneman has indicated, such would go in before the Pension Study Commission, of which Supervisor Mayo is the chair, and Supervisor Haas and I are members of, and then it would come to us. So those steps need to be taken. So I can't give you an actual timeline, but that's what we're looking at within the immediate future.
And it looks like the July meeting?
Yes.
We'll have an item. Okay. That's the only thing I want to confirm.
Some resume.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make sure that everybody's for closure. That I did buy back. I was one who did not get caught up in this because I did everything properly. So we make sure that I can vote for this because I'm not caught up into anything. And I'm here to represent my constituents, not about me buying back. Because the bottom line, I did everything what they told me I should do in a timely manner. So I will be voting. Ain't going to be no abstaining for me. Well, let's make sure that everybody understand that. And Corp Counsel could tell you that I did everything right, Mr. Cady and whoever else. So let's make sure that if you want to make full disclosure, yes, I did buy back. I'm happy I bought back.
Supervisor Mayor, I wasn't directing anything at you.
No, Supervisor Jersey, I'm not looking at you.
I'm asking for everyone.
Okay.
Pension Review Board, Pension Study Committee, and supervisors. And I think we should hear from Corp Counsel on this before anyone makes a decision on waivers or anything else.
I'm not
asking for it today. I think
well,
he should.
I'm not sure he knows. He has information.
He should know the answer because I'm going to vote for him. Regardless.
I'm not sure he has that information.
Well, he has the information about me.
Yeah, he's got your information.
And I'm one of these of 18 supervisors. And that this means very important to me about because I did serve on the pension board, and I'm on the pension review committee. So I want to make sure my vote counts. And I want nobody to have any cloud because mine was very notable in all the papers. Because they keep saying I benefit. Well, I didn't benefit from it. I tried to get health insurance. It wasn't about the pension. So the bottom line, I should be able to make it.
Any other? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, one thing we're dealing with here is a lot of our constituents, not just mine or Supervisor Collins or anybody else, but all of ours, are affected by this. And
correct.
We got many people who thought they were playing by the rules, and now their lives are being in a small number of cases, their lives are being turned upside down, and it throws the whole concept of service to the county, to the government, to the people into question. What did they do all those years only to get this? So, Mr. Chairman, I understand the sensitivity that needs to go into these discussions. I have confidence that my colleagues and I on the Pension Review Committee will be able to vote on this, and we want to, I think, reach the right conclusion for our constituents who worked very hard for many years and now are facing a real challenge to their future. So I think we'll do the right thing, Mr. Chairman. I would appreciate knowing that we're in the right place as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, when we have the information regarding the actuarial study, then we can go forward. Until then, we have to wait. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to request that when it is scheduled next, that it also include a closed session notice, because there are questions I asked last cycle that council said they couldn't answer in open session.
Okay. That's up to the then Chairman Colvin, but Supervisor Lipscomb is requesting a closed session for this item next cycle.
I have about 20 cards of interested individuals regarding this matter. I would ask that Dennis Hughes from District Council 48 come forward.
Did you want to report anything?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a number of cards, Mr. Hughes. Some right. of the cards indicate that people are in favor.
I think they just weren't sure what would be said today, so they wanted to make sure they'd have an opportunity to speak if they needed to. So I think most of those cards won't be necessary.
Okay.
I just want to point out a few things in the minutes. I was hoping that the supervisors would have had a chance to look over the minutes, and we could have had a more substantive discussion here about this, because what we're waiting for, thank you, Ms. Nenneman, I guess, for acting so swiftly to find these fixes, and we're excited about the opportunity for this item to come up. But the problem right now for them is that they have to have an actuarial report. We already know that this is not going to affect the pension, and these fixes are not going to cost the county any money. What they're waiting for, like Mr. Fudge said, is to see how much money the county could potentially save if you did cut pensions. I don't think that's a good method of saving money, especially for a Democratic county executive and board. So I don't think it's necessary for this board to wait on that actuarial report, since we already have the relevant information, and we also know what the fixes are. So I hope that we could potentially get this done this month. We're concerned that the county executive will veto. If this comes up next July, then we'd have to wait until September to get a resolution, because there's not going to be a county board meeting in August. So we want this done as soon as possible. As Supervisor Mayo said, there are people that are in deep stress, people that think they're going to lose their homes because of this issue. They are physically affected every day that this is going on, so we need to act as quickly as possible, and I don't see why the county board has to wait for this actuarial report, since we know the relevant information and we know what the fixes are. So I'm asking for a fix as soon as possible, and that would hopefully be a special session before the next county board meeting next Thursday. County Executive Abley has already said publicly that he will do everything he can to aggressively pursue this money from these people. I don't know why we would wait for his decision or act like we can even work with him. I expect a unanimous decision of the board to pass these fixes, since they will not cost the county any money. And just like Supervisor Mayo, they did everything that they were told. They did everything right, just like Supervisor Mayo, but he's one of the lucky ones, and he wasn't subject to this arbitrary letter. These people were, and we know what the fix is now, so I think we should make the fix now. So I don't understand what we're waiting for, and that's all we wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate the sentiment with respect to not wanting to wait, but we can't do anything as a body until we have the actual aerial report. As I said earlier, this report would have to go to the Pension Study Commission and then to the committee. And if the chairman of that Pension Study Commission is here, and two of the members, myself and Supervisor Haas, are on the Pension Study Commission along with some public members. But we cannot do anything until we have that report. even though if there were a resolution in front of us today, we would still have to have that report. That resolution would be laid over because we just don't have the report. We need to have the numbers. We need to have the calculations. We just need to have the numbers. So I appreciate the sentiment, and all the things being equal, we would somebody want to do
is
that.
It enough information that in this minutes it says on page 4, Buck, the consultants, have stated that adoption of the proposed mandatory ordinance amendments would have no actual effect on the pension. And then on page 7, they say, if the proposed ordinance amendments are recommended to the county board and adopted, there would be no increase in the cost to the county because the overpayments were already baked into the actuarial assumptions. In addition, there would be no increase to ERS's administrative costs due to legal defense fees or insurance costs. What we're waiting for is the alternative. There's two options. You can either cut their pensions and save money that way, or you could make these small fixes. If you decide to wait, a decision to not recommend adoption of the discretionary ordinance amendments would create additional administrative costs to ERS. If, for example, collections were recommended instead, there would be likely greater costs incurred administratively to the fund through appeals, additional legal fees, and insurance costs. So, I mean, I think you have enough information. I don't know when that committee meets. There's no way.
We don't have the actuarial report.
Okay.
And I'm letting you know, as a supervisor, who's been here for 14 years as a supervisor, county employees since 1987, we need an actuarial report.
Okay.
I appreciate, again, the sentiment.
Okay.
There's nothing we can do at this particular point.
Thank you.
At this time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Roman West and Supervisor Bowen.
There we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to, and I know it's, and I hate when this gets brought up to me, but this is an excellent time to bring this up, is that we actually did have in this county quite a scandal go on with our pensions. So anytime that we're discussing this, we need as much information as we can get, because again, you know, our colleagues several years ago made what they thought were good decisions with reports based on information that was fed to them by professionals, and it ended up being a very bad decision. So to sit here in front of us and to ask us to make decisions without reports and without having the pension review committee review things, I feel is completely unfair. And so we can do this quickly, or we can do this well, as with everything in county government. And I think for the sake of everyone involved, we want to do this well. And just for the record, you know, this is an issue that affects me deeply, because my father worked at Golden Books in Racine and ended up getting screwed out of his retirement account and his pension. And he was a union member. And a lot of those families down that worked in that company, the same thing happened to them. And my father's still, you know, obviously very bitter about that today. And so, you know, it's something that affects my family personally, has affected my family personally. It's something I take very seriously. But again, you know, we cannot rush to make decisions because people need to sleep at night. And I hate to have to say that, but, you know, we're some of the people that aren't sleeping either. And so I just want to put that out there. You know, we feel your pain. We understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, everyone sitting at this table, everyone sitting in the audience knows what happens when you rush to make decisions.
Yes.
Or feel like you have the best information when you really don't. So in these cases, we have to make sure that we absolutely do have the best information.
I agree with you, Supervisor. Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
And as was the case at the last cycle meeting, there was a discussion related to the resolution that was passed in 2007. The vote was 16-0. The vote was 16-0 to actually do what the county executive wants to do now, but because the IRS had not provided information to the IRS managers and staff, a lot of things just didn't happen. So some of us are looking toward doing something with respect to ordinance changes so that people can move forward, can move on, and at least that's where some of us are. You know, if somebody wants to not do that, well, we're all duly elected and we all have an opportunity to vote at various times as it relates to this. Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question about the county executive's power and his ability to, I guess, recoup this money before the legislative body makes a decision.
Does he have the power to do that? And is that an answer that can be provided by the Corporation Council or somebody on the board?
The county executive, Supervisor Bowen, is the administrative head of county government. We are the legislative branch of county government. The 18 of us constitute the legislative branch, along with our support, people who support us. This is the county executive, who is the head of departments, has his support. Nevertheless, the legislative process is such that if we pass ordinance changes, we pass resolutions, the resolutions, ordinance changes go to the county executive. We can decide whether to do something about them, not do something about them. If he decides to veto, then the matter is returned to the matters are returned to the county board. The county board will then vote upon them, either to accept them, accept his veto, or reject his veto. So that's the power that he has, as far as I'm concerned. He also has his departments. He is the administrative head of the ERS system, etc. But nevertheless, if we pass ordinance changes, go to him, he'll decide on what he'll do with them, and then send them to us, and then we will deliberate on them. But as far as the county executive just saying that this is what's going to happen, and that's the bottom line, well, as long as I've been here, the bottom line hasn't been that way. So.
And that's what I thought. I want to confirm that with Corporation Council as well.
Mr. Bargren, Supervisor Bowen has a question or comment to you.
Morning, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. I think you responded pretty well, Mr. Chairman, and specifically on the question you asked on this point. Right now, these approximately 200 pensions were the individuals are considered to be in violation of the ordinances as they exist, and so administratively, there's action that can be taken to recover the payments. However, if the ordinances are changed retroactively to make these pension payments legal, then there would not be any basis to recover. So, and that's the issue that will be presented, I think, when these ordinances get to the committee. So.
And the letter that was given to the retirees, that speculated they were in violation or that it was their fault for their pensions not being set correctly because of these policies. Can the county executive send another letter saying, well, now it's your time to pay before this county board has a chance to change law?
Well, Supervisor, the letter that was sent was consistent with the pension ordinances as they stand right now. In other words, that the benefits reflect violations of the current pension ordinances.
And then are we also saying that, you know, that the letter was recognizing that it was the county's fault that we weren't following our own policy rather than the workers?
I think the letters were more factual. It was just outlining the issues with the buy-in, buyback, and the purchases of the service credits, not laying fault on any side.
Okay. So just from what I understand, a lot of people are concerned, but there won't be any action until the county board gets a chance to, the county board and the pension review board get a chance to see their report and then make a decision. And I believe also that there are a majority of members on this board that are very sensitive to the fact that that this was a Milwaukee County problem and not the problem of the workers, and that they were following in line with what we told them. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's my understanding, Supervisor. I don't think that Manager Nenneman and her staff are going to put forward any letters at this time asking for. We're in the process of trying to at least resolve something. Forwarding letters to say that people that collection activities have begun, and people would have to, affected persons would have to provide some funding. I don't think that's in the works at this particular time. I don't think that office. Well, Ms. Nederman, do you expect your office before the end of July to provide letters to those affected individuals stating that they are to repay once you get the calculations from the actuary?
The individuals that are affected would be affected under the actuarial analysis are not going to get any other written communication from us until decisions have been made on what is going to happen going forward. We do have letters prepared for the 13 individuals who, under any ordinance amendment adoptions, could not be cured. And those letters are prepared, and we are in final review of them.
Thank you. Does that answer, give you enough information, Supervisor?
I guess that makes a good point. But I think as a county board, we need to make sure that we hold off on making this decision and that the administration holds off before that report and this legislative body makes a decision.
That will happen, Supervisor.
I'll hold.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm also concerned that could happen. I while I'm hearing Ms. Nineman's assurance that nothing will happen, that seems to be contrary to the initial letter, to the timeline that was laid out of September, to the fact that we are recalculating, that we're in the process of recalculating that stuff now. And so I am actually very concerned that it's not July, it would be September, that potentially ordinance amendments under a veto but not yet overridden could be pending, and the administration's position would be that they would be acting consistent with current ordinance, which is what Corporation Council just said, which is the basis for the letter, and that's essentially the position we've been under since 2007. So I have great concern about that, and I think that assurance has to come from the executive himself, that he would not authorize, that his administration would not act under their, you know, supposed day-to-day duties while this item is under consideration. I specifically for Corporate Counsel, though, I do want to know. It seems to me that either option still requires the IRS approval. I mean, the 2007 letter laid out both options, and we still haven't received approval of either one. So while I have some interest in changing course and going and correcting the ordinances to fix this, I am concerned that is not resolved. And so I don't know how we could definitively move either way if we're still waiting on an approval, and also I don't know if that is part of the record. Is that BCP or that corrective plan, is that available? I guess I'd like to see that at some point, sooner rather than later.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'll maybe go in reverse order. The VCP is not something that we've considered to be a public record. It is something that we could discuss with the committee in a closed session, I believe. The general outlines of it we have discussed publicly, and it does include the two proposals to the IRS, one option for voluntary compliance is the ordinances that the pension board passed and has referred to the committee. The other option is taking the action that was outlined in the letter that went out. It's our understanding that either of those options would be acceptable to the IRS. But they have not approved them yet after 7 years of submittal. There has been some recent correspondence or at least telephone calls between the pension board attorney, Mr. Huff, and the IRS agent. And I don't know if I think Ms. Nineman has some details on that.
Thank you.
Yes, there's not a lot to share. There was a phone conference scheduled for Tuesday at that time. Mr. Huff did call our IRS agent, and he indicated that he was not prepared to discuss the topic at that point, and it was rescheduled for later this week. And I believe the call is supposed to be taking place today.
And I guess we'd probably hasten to add that whether the call today will produce any information is unclear, but at least they are talking, and there's some discussion. I think I may have forgotten some points that you asked about.
Well, the initial was that we seem to be, you know, taking the assurances of Ms. Ninneman, but what would prevent the county executive from proceeding as he originally intended, as we've been told he intends to do, as I've heard him say publicly he intends to do, and send out letters with a recalculation, change payments, September time frame, and even before action is complete.
Can't speak to that.
Yeah, I guess maybe technically nothing, but practically I don't think anybody's interested in making changes that might have to be rescinded a month later or something. It is a huge process to make any kind of change of this magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one thing that's consistent is that nobody wants to make a change until there's clear direction to go ahead and make changes. And so I think the chairman's right that, and Ms. Ninneman said, you know, while these matters are under consideration, at least in the next month or a couple of cycles, I don't think she plans to make any changes.
No.
Thank you. Yeah, we are expecting the actuarial report. Ms. Ninneman, I have a request for the letters that went out to the retirees or to the affected individuals. Could we have, as county supervisors, have a form letter as to see what actually was in the language, the narrative in the...
The letters that went out in April?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
I'll get those to you. You're welcome.
Supervisor Jersey?
It seems that we could establish a policy that nothing is to change pending all of our future action. I think the board is capable of making a policy like that. Mr. Bargren wants to weigh in on that.
Mr. Bargren?
Instant opinions. So you're proposing, for example, a resolution today by the committee for the board saying don't make any changes until we take final action on the pension board.
As I understand, I mean, the county exec wants to rely on a 2007 resolution, which I would argue latches. He's waited too long to do anything. But just to be sure, this board can establish a policy on that, and the county executive has to carry out our policy. Let's not completely denuder ourselves.
Certainly nothing would prevent you from expressing such a policy in strong terms. Maybe I'll stop there at this point.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the administration may take no action regarding pension recalculations pending the reports that we are waiting on, including the actuary report.
Your motion is?
And I so move adoption.
Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chairman. I know we have a motion, but is that proper noted in front of us, what she's trying to do? I want to make sure if we're going to do it right, we got to do it right. Because we have no information with the resolution going tied to what? This is really a verbal report. So, Mr. Barton, you need to, Mr. Cady, you have to guide us properly so we can recognize this as a proper motion so it can be in front of our committee. Then it can go in front of the county board. But right now, we have nothing in front of us to really vote on.
We don't. Madam Clerk, is there a meeting scheduled on board day? Before board day? There is one. Two?
IGR is meeting that morning.
Okay.
Okay, Supervisor Jurczyk, if you would like to prepare a resolution.
Could we do a temporary layover and perhaps do it at the end of the committee meeting? I'm happy to accommodate Supervisor Mayo and anyone else that's concerned about it. But I, quite frankly, you know, we're the policymakers in this county. Why are we sitting on our hands and worrying about what the county executive is going to do with regard to policy?
Supervisor Jurczyk, some may be worried, others aren't. As far as the county, what the county executive is going to do. Move for it. May I have a motion? Do you have a motion?
Temporary layover of my motion, and I can work with Mr. Cady and the clerk on some fairly, it's going to be some fairly simple language, really just making sure that no actions are taken under the prior 07 resolution until we get the reports that we've requested during this committee meeting.
You've heard the motion on
temporary motion.
You've heard the motion
temporary layover.
Temporary layover. Madam Clerk, please call the roll. Is there any objection? Saying there's no objection, so ordered. Temporary layover is ordered. On this item, on item number 30. Item number